ready for the word this morning?
Yes, sir.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit that you've so richly given us to us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that there's clarity. Truth of God's word is taught with accuracy and with precision. There is no confusion in this atmosphere. Our hearts are receptive to receive the truth of your word. At the end of today's meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is. Hallelujah. I want to start a series before investigating salvation. And the theme is going to be fix your eyes. You saw the flyer, right? Yeah, fix your eyes. Look at everybody and say, fix your eyes. Say, fix your eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I look forward to great things we will teach in the nearest, you know, few weeks, few months. But there's a prompting on my heart to, you know, teach specific things about the saints fixing their eyes. And the idea is that, you know, we'll find, so in a world where so many things are happening left and right, you know, it's easy to be distracted in this world. Are we together? If you delete Instagram, there's Twitter. If you delete Twitter, there's LinkedIn. If you delete LinkedIn, there's Snapchat. If you delete all of them, there's WhatsApp. If you delete all of them, there's Telegram. If you delete all of them, there's TikTok. Hallelujah. But there's something called fixing your eyes. Turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 18. Bible says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, that's what authority, is given unto me in where? Heaven and in earth, right? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The word their power is the word their authority. Yeah? So, we said something. Where do you suppose Jesus is teaching from? Let me ask this way. Who was the first person in scriptures to use the word heaven and earth? Moses. In the beginning, God created what? Heaven and earth. Yeah. So the idea of the next series we're going to deal about salvation. We're trying to explain salvation from Genesis. What we'll be teaching is to show that this heaven and this earth by Moses wasn't speaking about the sky and where you're standing. Okay? Bible says that scriptures are to make us wise concerning what? Salvation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able. Yet the scriptures have an ability to make thee wise, skillful, concerning what? Salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. Bible says in Luke 24, verse 24 to 25, 26, 27, and certain of them went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but they found him not. You know, then Jesus said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken where? In the scriptures. What did the prophet say? Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and the prophets, what did he do? He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So we will see that the use of the word heaven and earth by Moses was to speak about the new creation. Are we together? The union between Christ and church. So I'm whetting your appetite now. Primarily, when Jesus was teaching this or saying this, remember, this teaching lasted for 40 days. Acts chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Okay, go there quickly. Acts 1, 2, 3. Acts 1, 2, 3. Acts chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs. Now hold on. Infallible proofs. What would that be from? Scriptures, right? Right? Because Luke 24 tells us that he taught from the scriptures, the writings of Moses and the prophets. So infallible proofs was not Jesus said, this is where the nail entered. Are we together? Ask yourself a question. Who was that guy that was doubting Jesus and said he had to put his hand through the hole? Doubting, we have given him a surname. Right? What was he doing? He was trying to be sure if Jesus was alive by putting his hand into the hole. What did Jesus say? Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Are we together? So it means that infallible proofs will not be trying to show people where they entered. Did you get that? Yeah, so infallible proofs will be from scripture. So Jesus taught everything he taught for 40 days. Look at verse 3. Being seen of them for how many days? 40 days and doing what? Speaking of the things pertaining the kingdom of God. Now hold on. It means that Jesus upon resurrection took the disciples for 40 days and he taught them from scriptures. Are we together? Now in that, there's an instruction we must get. Go back to Matthew 28. Matthew's Gospel 28 verse 18. So what did Jesus do? He went to go and show them Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark. He said, I was the one that sent flood. But was I really the one that sent flood? Okay? Moses said that God made man in his image. What was Moses really teaching about? So for 40 days, back to back. So it means that for 40 days, as he was teaching, their eyes were fixed on him. Are we together? Their eyes were consistently fixed on him. He says, Jesus came and spoke to them. So what Matthew wrote in 3 verses happened for how many days? 40 days. So Matthew summarized it as all power given unto me in heaven and earth, verse 19. Go ye therefore in that authority and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, yes, and of the Son, yes, and of the Holy Ghost. In the entire Bible from Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation 20:21, this is the only verse where you have name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and we've done several teachings to show us that we don't have the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Mwah. Right? You know that things are Nigerian football that always do before they enter the field. And they'll still flood them. Name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. But you said name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. This one is angels with light, because of Christ. Hallelujah. So this is the only verse you have that. So what Matthew is really saying is in the name we have is the name of the Son. Hallelujah. Yeah, the reputation of the Son. When you say the name, so I come to you in the name of the president of Nigeria, it means I come to you in the office. Are we together? In the authority of the president of Nigeria. So we're going to do teaching sometime soon. Yeah, we'll teach about the name of Jesus and how it is more of an authority and an office than just the mention of the name J-E-S-U-S. It's about the authority that the name possesses. Yeah, so that's why you see there's a footballer called Jesus. Imagine if a Nigerian is doing commentary for one of those matches. And they people Jesus up. And they gave Jesus up you. So, hallelujah. So it says, go in therefore and teach all. So, name of the Father, that is the name of the Son, that is, so really is the name of the Son. The Bible says he has given us a name that is above every other name. That the mention of the name of Jesus, right? So the name we have is the name of Jesus. So, he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now, that word here, teach, is the word that means to make people disciples. The word here, teach, is the Greek word machitio, and it means to make people students, to make people pupils, to train people to become. Are we here? Are we here? To train people to become. So, it means that, hold on, it means that even though the message of Christ is what we receive to be saved, that is just the fundamental thing to being a student. Are we together? 1 Corinthians 15. We saw that last week. Look at 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I deliver unto you that which I also received. That's verse 1 and 2. How that Christ, verse 3. How that what? Christ died for? For our sins. Is there any word here again? Is there comma, money? Is there comma job? Is there comma house? Is there comma contract? Now, can you teach that Christ died for your money? Yes, but not according to scriptures. Are we together? Why do you think a lot of Nigerians are getting into depression? Because we as pastors have promised people what scripture doesn't promise. There is no promise of wealth in the gospel. You know how we say it. Some people now might say, Pastor, you're always too loud with this thing. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to help you. Christ died for our what? Sins. So the blood of Jesus was shed for remission of sins. Full stop. Anything a man can have on this planet earth, and a Christian can also have it, and an unbeliever can have it, is not part of why Christ came to die and resurrect. Doctrinally speaking, Christ died for what? Our sins. Now, I'm saying this because it will help us in what we are teaching. What's our thing? Fix your eyes. Beautiful. According to scriptures. What is scriptures? At the time was 1 Corinthians written. So scriptures will be what? Genesis to Malachi. So look at the next verse. And that he was what? Buried. And that he rose again the third day, according to what? So scripture spoke about his death for sin and spoke about his resurrection for what? Sin. So you can't say he died for sins and resurrected for money. You know, people are very interesting. You know, Paul did not add sins here. Why are we doing a series like this, Fix Your Eyes? It's because in a world that we find ourselves in, it is easy to remove your eyes from Jesus. Let me tell you something. A lot of people who are in church right now today, if they win that contract they've been waiting for, they will not come to church again. Are we together? Why? Because church has been preached to be a means to an end center. Where we come, we pray by fire, we kill by fire, we go out into the street by fire, and make money by fire. Then after we do everything by fire, we leave the church by fire. Are we together? Yeah, so Christ died for sins. Now go back to Matthew's Gospel 28, verse 18. It says, go into the world and teach all nations. That means make people students, make people disciples. So a learner, a pupil, a student is someone who is going to come to church and be a student of our material as a church. The only book Jesus left us with upon his resurrection is the scriptures. So it means that when we come to church, we don't teach commerce. Is it commerce or commerce? Commerce/commerce. Anyone that works for you? Yeah? We don't come to church and use economics textbook to teach. We have a material. That's why you see, when you went to school, imagine you went to school and your first lecture, your biology teacher came, biology 101, he came out with Bible. Let's just assume he's trying to pay obeisance to the gods. It comes second service. Second, you can call, sometimes you can call, you know. So it comes to second class. The word of God says, and there is power. What do? You pack your load and run. When you are in the school, you use the textbook of the school. When you are in the church, you use the textbook of the church. Are we together? Yeah. So in as much as the family, we can choose one service. Oh, brah. Are you really good with making money? Let him come and teach us how to make money. Yeah, we can choose to do that as a family. But when we come together to have church, we don't make that part of our curriculum. Are we together? Are we together? What is our curriculum founded on? It's founded on the scriptures. So, a student of the word, go back to verse 19, he says, go ye into the word and teach. Right? Think about it. Before you became a graduate today, your teacher took hours upon hours to teach. Are we together? How many days did Jesus teach his disciples? 40 days. So it means that you can teach in a church for 40 days every day and not open anything other than the Bible. Is that true? You know, pastors, you know, sir, you know, this generation, our attention span is, you know, is short. Speak for yourself. Oh, you think you have short attention span? You know, I always tell you, if you come for VG by 9 o'clock and you feel tired and sleepy, and yet, prah, 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 outside, and yet, you see Brasone just run past the window, whoo. You know, you'll be at alert until you are sure nobody is, nothing is happening outside again. That means you'll be at attention. That means you have large attention span. You know, Pastor, you know, let's create a balance. You know, Pastor, you know, this Sunday, let us do drama. Let's ask to finish works. Pastor, you know, let's just act the finish. Then next Sunday, we do game Sunday. Ask the people, ask Ludo. Sister, ask chess. Pastor, you come, no, Pastor, you don't be teaching. Oh, we just be doing that, but let me just play background music and we don't tumble, 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 tumble. You know, Pastor, let's see. Pastor, you see, this thing is not. People sat for 40 days. He was teaching from scriptures alone. Says, fix your eyes. Say, I'm going to fix my eyes. Do you suppose that a 40 days teaching is supposed to be boring? But it's not about the excitement. Are we together? I'm not going to excite you. I'm not called to excite anybody. Eh? That's why you keep praying for us. Eh? Paul knew what he was saying when he says pray for us. You know, in the book, in the New Testament books, the highest frequency of prayer is prayer for your pastor. There's a reason. And actually, people say they will say again why. You know that Greek way of saying it, right? Yeah, again why? I was, there's a reason. Because I think just what they say, our church is not growing. What do we do? Just turn around. Just let me just come and meet the pastor. You see, pastor, what is the attitude, sir? Let's invite three guest gospel ministers. Gospel minister, you have gospel ministers that come and mixing in your church and not mention or sing about the gospel. Hallelujah. Bible says that he says, go into the world and teach. That means make it, that's why when you come to church with your Bible, your writing material, and listen attentively. I say now, I'm one who listens more. Yeah, there are people who listen more. That's true. But the truth is that the things you write are more difficult to forget. Are we together? So Jesus said, make people students, make people disciples. So it means that learning Christ is one part of it. Okay, let me say this way. Learning Christ or receiving Christ is a part of it. Learning the Christ you've received is a part of it. And letting the life of the Christ you've received become evident to others is a part of it. Are we together? So when you go to school, after 5 years, what happens? You are done. They mark your scripts. They give you what? A certificate. But for the gospel, what is it? You see, for the gospel, learning and taking notes in church is not a means to an end. Or let me say it this way. It's not what makes you saved. What makes you saved is by believing Christ, believing his work, you are saved forever. That's why we're doing this series next. Yeah? What does salvation mean? Can God in his almightiness come and give salvation and make it temporary? Are we together? Does God do evil? Yeah? Does God do evil? Why does evil happen? My dear brothers and sisters, let me assure you, evil will continually happen on earth. Except everybody on earth is one who has received Christ and learned Christ and lived the life of Christ. Did you get that? Even some Christians say don't live the life of Christ, but it doesn't change the fact that they are saved forever. Yeah? Your salvation is not based on your works. However, there is a certain type of lifestyle expected from you. So Jesus says, go and make people students. Now, who is a student? A student is one who listens and pays attention to what is being taught. Are we together? So it means that among saints, we see this evidently in the book of Acts, that among saints, when they came together, there was something called rendering service. Is that true? Look at Acts 4, for instance. You know, they were having issues about how to deal with the table. What did they do? They chose some elders to what? Denominators of elders to handle that. Yeah, while some maintain the word and, you know, doctrine and the teaching. So, there's something about the work of Christ we receive that God counts on you and I to bring into reality. Are we together? The message of the gospel is something that will remain the same for the next 2 million years. It is God's will in 1 Timothy that all men be what? Saved. All men be saved. Including those that are bumping people. God's will for them is to what? For them to be saved. So it means never in a time will God answer a prayer. When saints pray that God killed that man because he killed people. Why? Because as saints, we don't recompensate evil with what? Evil. It's good for evil. That's why you hear me say something. As a believer, you might lose your life in showing love. Right? But thank God for eternal life. Are we together? It's supposed to say, Pastor, what is your love? Okay, it's not balanced. It's not balanced, sir. See, I didn't tell me that this man told me he killed my father. I should not be smiling with him. Yeah? Except you don't want to pay attention to scriptures. Are we together? So there's a form of service that is expected from those who listen, who are taught the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you hear some people say things that I'm going for. Let me ask a question. When you're coming to church this morning, yeah, you say I'm going for Sunday. Sunday what? And all you do was you bring your Bible, you sit down, you go. Who did you service? the chair. Yeah? When, okay, let me ask you a question. When you're doing NYSC, what is NYSC? What's the meaning of NYSC? Is it national or Nigeria? National, right? Sorry. National youth. What do you do? You what? When you sing a national anthem, what do you say? To serve with heart and mind. One. I know some people want to go and serve Nigeria from Canada. I know there's that place. But you still sing the song. To serve with heart and mind. One nation bound. Peace and unity. When you go for NYC, what do? You serve your country. What's the idea of NYC? Is a point, is a scheme where the government decides that people who are graduates render service at a minimum wage. Yeah? It is NYSC. So the same way you serve your fatherland is the same way there's a form of service to be rendered amongst the saints. Hallelujah. Don't be one after a year, after 6 months in the same church. People still know you as one who comes, sits down, take your Bible and go. You don't know what happens before the service, and happens after the service. Say, God counts on me. Irrespective of the deception in the world, say that. God counts on me. It is my decision to fix my eyes on Him. Hallelujah. So, NYC is so, you know, you can choose not to do NYC. Abi, you can choose not to do NYC. So, NYC is more of a voluntary, even though they will wait for you at the end. They wait for you when to become governor. They say, not do NYC. Some people start scribbling certificates. Yeah, but ideally, it is a form of rendering service to the country. So, that same way you have that mindset as a citizen of your country is the same way you should have a mindset as a citizen of God's kingdom. Are we here? Have you gone home? The same way you have that mindset to serve your country, right? It's the same way you should have that mindset to serve God's kingdom. Because there's always work to be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is service, basically? You know, I wrote this here. Service can be considered as being voluntarily useful in reference to labor towards others. I'll say it again. Service can be considered as being voluntarily, is that correct? Voluntarily. I'm sorry. I didn't study English. I studied engineering. It is Yoruba to teach us. So, service can be considered as being voluntarily useful in reference to labor towards what? Others. Service can be considered as being voluntarily. So I'm not going to say that word again, but you heard the word, right? So service can be considered as being useful in reference to labor towards others as a volunteer. So let me ask a question. Now, I'll say it one more time. Service can be considered as being voluntarily useful in reference to labor towards others. Now, as you are hearing the word, who is serving now? Beautiful. Are you serving? Don't say, Pastor, I'm serving my city notes. Or Pastor, if I'm not sitting, who will you preach to? Don't trap yourself. Are we together? Eh? Are we together? Yeah. So service is an ability or is a point in your life where you consider yourself to volunteer to be useful, what? And to be resourceful to others. Hallelujah. Salvation is in a few seconds, but service is forever. Are we together? Salvation is in a few seconds. In fact, most of us don't know when we got saved. Let me tell you, it's not by coming to the front and I make a U-turn. That's not, you're doing driving school. It's not by that one, no. You're here before I can go to 10, run to the other. See, it's not by that one, no. Some people run at as they are running, with the hardness of their hearts. A lot of us don't even know the point in time where we believed. Are we together? But the most important thing is that what you heard the word and you believed. So salvation is in a few seconds. Once you believe the gospel, you've been snatched and put into God's kingdom. And you are there forever. Let me now tell you something. Whether you serve or not, you are saved forever. Whether you serve or not, you are saved forever. But a proper knowledge of your salvation will spoil you to serve. Are we together? You know, that's why I always say something. There is something called the finished work, and there's something called the ongoing work. Prayer is ongoing. Prayer is a form of service we render to others. Yeah? Prayer is ongoing. Evangelism is ongoing. Walking in love is ongoing. Service is ongoing. Don't say, no. Everything is done. It's done that put on the chair this morning. Is it done that swept this place? So, the finished work is something that you receive, yes, salvation, and a proper knowledge of that will reflect evidently in your lifestyle. Glory to God. So, being a disciple is forever. Being born again is once. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm born again. I'm born again. I'm born of God. I'm born of God. Hallelujah. But there's something called making disciples. Look at this scripture in Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Making disciples entails sitting at the Lord's feet. Making disciples entails sitting at the Lord's feet. Look at Luke 10, 38. Let's read Luke 10, verse 38 together. 1, 2, 3, go! Verse 39. Hallelujah. Mary sat at Jesus' feet. So there were two sisters, Mary and who? Right? One of them sat at Jesus' feet. One of them was up and down in the kitchen. Now hold on. Were two of them in the right? Were two of them in the right? Let me ask you, the matter, who was going to the kitchen? Was she wrong for trying to serve Jesus? Let's ask again. Was Martha wrong for trying to serve Jesus? You know, sometimes in this life, I always wish there's something more than yes and no. Okay, maybe. Or yes, no. No, yes. Yeah? So, both of them did something. But what is more important? Hallelujah. What did Mary do? And she had a sister called Mary, which sat at Jesus' feet to hear and heard his word. Now hold on. Is it that Jesus sat down and Mary started sitting beside his leg? What does it mean to sit at Jesus' feet? It's a figure of speech that shows that you submit yourself to teaching. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a figure of speech that shows. Look at Acts 4:37 quickly. Acts chapter 4, verse 37. Having learned, look at verse 36. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barabbas, which is being interpreted as son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, 37. Having what? Having what? Learned. He what? He sold it. And he brought the money and laid at the apostles' desk. Was he sowing seed? Was he sowing seed? You know, I have an anointing for wealth. Spirit of God says, take out $1,000 and eat and touch my shoe. What happened? They brought their money and laid it at. So, in as much as you see, the Bible is a book full of so many figures of speech. So, in as much as you see, laid at the apostles' feet, it is not literal. In the real sense, even though it must have been beside their leg, in the real sense, it really means that they brought their wealth or their money under the submission of the apostles. Are we together? Now remember, they did this as an end in itself. No apostle promised them that if you can bring that money, if you bring your Isaac. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you want to teach me about Isaac? Yeah, that thing that is in you, you must let go of your Isaac for the nations of the world to come. Hallelujah. Yeah, your car might be your Isaac. Somebody is telling you they gave woman baby. You are asking me to bring my car in my house. Why did you ask me to bring my son? One of the things we teach again is this. Now, was it? Did God ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac? Don't be too fast, brother. Did God ask Abraham to sacrifice Isaac? So, His son. Okay, God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, not Isaac. Isaac was his daughter. Yeah? So, if God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, that means God can ask my father to sacrifice him. And he said that's a caring God. That's what you see in the book of Genesis. It says, take your son, your only begotten son, at the time they are giving birth to Ishmael. So Isaac was not the only son. So who is the only son that was spoken about? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God would not save. And so, let me ask another question. Was it because Abraham believed God for Isaac that he was counted as the father of faith? Okay, so let's not go there. So having land, they sold it and brought the money and laid it at the what? Apostles' feet. That means they brought it to the submission. Now that was the same thing that Mary was doing. What did she do? She submitted herself to listen to his words. So who is a disciple? A disciple is one who submits himself or herself to God's word. In listening to God's word properly taught, you realize that there is a place to render service amongst the saints. Hallelujah. Look at Acts 22, verse 1 to 3. Not just to be around while training is going on. You see, a lot of us are just in church to be around while the word is being taught. But we're not listening, we're not paying attention. We're not giving ourselves to these things. Look at Acts 22, 1. Men, brethren, fathers, hear ye my defense which I make now unto you. Verse 2. And when they heard that she spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence and said, verse 3. So what he said? I am verily a man, who is talking? Paul. I am verily a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, okay? Yet brought up in the city at the way of, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards God as ye are. Now, do you suppose Paul relates a lot of things he learned from Gamaliel? He taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers. But we see that Paul sat at the feet. That means Paul was a student regardless. Are we together? Remember, at this time, Paul was narrating a story of his past. At this time, was Paul under Gamaliel's feet? Look at it now. He says, yet I was brought up in this city, at the feet brought up at the feet of Gamaliel. So, Paul submitted himself to the feet to learn, to take instruction. What does submitting yourself to the feet of someone means? It means taking instruction. It means being a pupil, being a student, being a dedicated student. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being a student. So, Paul learned a lot by being a student of Gamaliel. Is that true? Yes. How do you suppose disciples learned a lot of things they did? They watched Jesus. Look at 1 Peter 5. Look at what Peter now says from what he was taught. 1 Peter 5, verse 1 to 4. The elders which are among you, I exhort. So it means that among saints, there will be people who will be elders. Are we together? Are we together? Are we here? Please, have you gone in? Am I boring you? Let me say yes, because that will make me happy. The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder. So it means that there will be a monk and there will be a few elders. Are we together? Yet, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Look at verse 2. So, who is Paul, Peter speaking to? Who is Peter speaking to? Elders. What did he say to elders? Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. verse 3. It says feet, right? Verse 2 says feet. Verse 3. Neither has been lords over. Peter is saying, as an elder, don't be a lord over God's heritage. Let me ask you a question. Is Jesus Lord? Is Jesus Lord? I don't you say Jesus is Lord?
Yes.
Why are you not looking at me as if I'm speaking Greek? Is Jesus, you are, don't be scared. Is Jesus Lord?
Yes.
Is Jesus Lord over you?
Yes.
Is Jesus Lord?
Yes.
Lord over what? Lord over all. Let me ask again. Is Jesus Lord?
Yes.
Is Jesus Lord over you?
Yes.
Is the Lordship of Jesus over you? So if Jesus is Lord over you, where do you suppose Peter is laying the example of telling elders not to be Lord over God's heritage? It can be above God. That is being above God. Okay? So, is Jesus Lord over sin and death or Lord over you? Don't be telling. I know if I just give you one option, you will jump. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Let's leave it there, okay? So, neither has been lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. So, when you see an elder is one who is to feed the flock and show an example. Are we together? So it means that in following an elder, you see examples to follow. So it means that in being a leader, there are examples you must lay down for others to follow. Look at it this way. If you go out on the street and get a Muslim brother saved, who becomes the disciple? Who should be the disciple of that brother? You now, not pastor. You got him saved. You should disciple him and grow him to maturity. Are we together? Are we together? So you should grow into maturity. Imagine you that has disciples that are coming late to church. Everywhere is quiet now. Count your blessings. Name them two by two. See, it's because a lot of us don't have disciples. That's why we think we can come to church at will. It's not my father's house. There's some people know when they time church, praise and worship. Now Sister should be shouting at the altar. Now Sister really. By now, Ratemi would have that. No. You'll be saying Colossians now. You'll be saying Colossians 4. How together? I don't know, by 9:39, Pastor will look at his watch. And then just step in 9:39. Why? Because what ministers to me the most is the word. See, I'm there for the word. What do you see as the template of the church in the epistles? They were together. I will show us a very, very important example. Look at Acts chapter 1. Look at Acts chapter 1. Look at verse 14. Now, Paul will say in 1 Corinthians 11, he says, be followers. Right? Be followers of me as I follow. Why? Because Paul is a good example to follow. And see, let me say something today. Man is meant to follow man. Are we together? Are we here? Man is meant to follow man, but to the degree at which the man follows Christ. Are we here? Let me say it again. A man is to follow man to the degree at which he follows Christ. How does he follow Christ? He follows Christ by the written word. You know, some people don't go to church nowadays. Why? Because they offended me in that church. Let me ask you something. If you are sick and you go to one hospital and they treat you bad, what will you do? You change the hospital. The remedy to a dirty hospital is another hospital, not no hospital. Are we here? The remedy to a spoiled school. I went to that school, sir. Lecture, I just wear short things. I'm going to my attendance in class. What do you do? And I'm not this school again. What do? You look for another admission. But when you come to the church, Pastor Joshua offended me. All the pastors that you say, can you hear yourself? Now I was telling you of a brother who I was doing bio or something. So all the bios, all the, you know, see, he says all pastors are the same. He says, sir, what's your name? He says, no, it's bio. It's a bio, yes? I know bio who was the 419. All bios are 419. You can't afford, see, if a church offends you, let me tell you today, let it never be that. Because I try my best to follow scriptures, but some things I might do, if follow scriptures that offend you, let it not be that you stop going to church because Pastor Joshua offended you. The remedy to a church, look at it. I went to give a public, their bone is just like something they put poison inside. Because of that, I'm not eating again for the rest of my life. Yeah, yourself. If taking a public supports, what do? You go to drumsticks. This man. Their man is always on food from 11. From 11 o'clock, their man is always on food. Yeah. You go to a place, you eat spaghetti bolognese. The pastor, I know this food, right? I don't, you know, it's Instagram. And because you went home, you started purging. Send this spaghetti, I don't want again. In fact, food. Me and food is no. The remedy to a sports restaurant is another restaurant. Remedy to a school that doesn't teach you well is another school. Remedy to a church that offends you in your mind is another church. You don't, because one church offends you, you stop feeding God because what? You know, Jesus fellowships with me in my room. Only his body of Christ. Only you as you are. And the body of Christ, you. Why do you think we have a concept of body? Though we are many, we are one body. We are. People that know this are people that are born in the 90s. If you are not singing, you are born in 2015. Though we are many, it is God's wisdom that saints gather together and provoke ourselves to good works. Are we together? Now, look at what happens. Let me show you an example. Look at verse 14. This all continued with one account in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the bread, which is brethren. Verse 15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. So there were 120 people on the day of Pentecost. Right? What did Jesus tell them? He says, you shall receive power. In Luke 24, he says, what? 49. Tarry ye in Jerusalem. What do you suppose he said that? He wanted them to be together in a place. It is God's wisdom for saints to gather together. How are we together? It's God's wisdom for saints to gather together. Let me show you something. Look at verse 16. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled with the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas. So David, through utterances, spoke about Judas. But will you see Judas in David's prophecy? No. Let me say something. Look at that. I always say, Judas was not destined to what betray Jesus. You see, if you are not careful in some things you teach, you will be teaching predestination without looking at it from the lens of scriptures. Yeah, it's not that God decided that you, as a gift, you are the one that God used to betray Jesus. You, like, that's you, it's you. David gave an utterance, Judas fits himself in the utterance. Are we together? So there was an utterance about one who would betray. Don't you say about an utterance about Jesus who would be like the sheep to the mouth of the shearer? Are we together? Yes, there were utterances in scriptures, but they were not. So what is predestination? It is for man to be found in Christ. Hallelujah. See, God did not predestine you to be a doctor. Well, God, you know, I have some people who are very interesting. You know, I sense a call on my life to the health facts. You like needle. You like syringe. It's not bad. Take the Bible. Most of us are where we are today because we saw people around us do the things we do today. I wanted to be an engineer because most uncles I had around me were always wearing helmets. I just like yellow helmets. I wanted to study engineering from primary 3, primary 4, I wanted to be an engineer. So, that man, he has the oil from the womb. When he looks at you and says, he can draw the city of Abuja just by looking at this chair. Okay? That's why you must be careful when you teach about the gifts of God. Now that man is talented. See, he was blind from birth. He plays keyboard. I love Kobamso. He's a good pianist. God did not specially call out Kobamso to be blind so he can play piano. Of all things, just piano. Just between black and white. Just piano, Kobamso. That's you. Richard, both of you. You are brothers. You are together. She's yours. You cannot have eye. People of God, let's stop joking. No. The will of God is for men to be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth. For you to prove to him that Kobamso is anointed from his womb. As you give birth to him, he's supposed to be in town. As he doesn't drop you at age six, what 6 months? 2 days. Come on and say, piano, I want to play piano. If you notice for the first few years of no guy be saying, God, anyhow you bring my child. I thought that see I'm gonna pray for blind child so that you know nobody word. So parents now insult their children. You have two eyes, what are you doing? You must be careful. I say fix your eyes. Hallelujah. You know what happened to Cobans? Cobans with his being blind, he was trained how to play the piano. That's why Jesus answered that question in John 10. They asked him, why? Who sinned? Is it this man that sinned or his father that sinned? How come he was born blind? What did Jesus say? The attention should not be on that. But the works of Christ of God was made manifest. He's not saying he was blind so that God will heal. You know, very, very interesting way of thinking. God wants to show he's powerful. He now destroyed the whole city and bring everybody back to life. So he's powerful. That's why you see, the wisdom of God is foolishness to man. Are we together? Mankind wanted Jesus to come from the womb of Mary and say, bah, we have gone. I just start singing background music. I'm going to know it. Where are they? The troublers of Israel? No. But they thought, how? That's why if you meet a Muslim today, they will ask you, how can you say God became a baby? That's the wisdom of God. It's foolishness to your mind. How together? Yeah, they were waiting for a king that would bring sword. But he came in the womb of a sinner. And he stayed there and was born. And he lived and grew up like a normal boy. And that is grew in wisdom and understanding. And you saw them tell you something. Jesus sat in the midst of people, of teachers, and learned from them. Are we together? So, God doesn't call people to be doctors. Yeah, you know, there's this false teaching of purpose right now on the internet or anywhere. When you identify your purpose, you know, you can never, once you discover your purpose, you cannot suffer. It's a scam. This is the trap. It's a scam. Someone was telling me, you know, someone was telling me, say, see, once you have your purpose, once you have your purpose, God will, you cannot suffer. Anybody that suffers is not in God's purpose. So you think God actually designed you when you are 19 to 23, you'll be a banker. When you're 23 to 25, you'll be a lawyer. When you're 25 to 27, you'll be carrying wheelbarrow. Oh, you actually think God actually has a map before I know you, I formed you. So you actually think, you actually think that God has a, once you are 3 years, 17 months. Are we together? Babies come from the union between man and the woman. Once they are born, they begin to make choices. Up until they can make choices, their parents make choices for them. I mean, that's some of you. You study law because your father forced you. His own mother did not allow you to study what he wanted to study. So he has to transfer it to you. Are we together? So, the purpose of God, we'll pay attention to this in days to come. Yeah? God doesn't, you know, you look at someone that will be good, close to counter, anything counter. Then you, your leg, take it, it's football, take it. That's how you realize, if as you grow, you like football, they score when you like it, you start developing skills. Are we together? For you to tell me you were gifted from birth with football, as a boy, you're supposed to be doing this. As a boy, you should be leg over.
Imagine your baby. Imagine just giving it to your baby.
Imagine as I like this. Just give it to your baby after laboring in the womb. The first thing your baby is doing is looking for a ball. And you leg over. How to get that? So there is something God expects from every believer. Is the ministry of reconciliation. That's why that's going to lead to in Christ step what we're doing. He says, therefore, when a man being Christ, is a new creation of all things. Our God wants to have, you know, us to Christ, all by us by Christ, us to himself through Christ. You know, he has given us a ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Let me show you something. Men and I wanted to show us for a while now. Men and brethren, this scripture must need have been fulfilled. Which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Look at the next verse. For he was numbered with us and had obtained a part of this ministry. Judas was amongst those that were in ministry, following Jesus. But he allowed what? Covetousness. Hallelujah. What did Judas do? He allowed himself. Imagine, Judas was the treasurer. Yes, collected more money to betray Jesus. You know, like I always say, if Judas had repented, he would still have done a lot more things for God. Judas betrayed Jesus once. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. More issue 3. Peter has an epistle today. Jesus looked at Peter and said, I pray for you. And he knew what was happening. He knew what was happening. So what did Judas do? Judas allowed condemnation in his heart. And that's what condemnation does. It picks you to do the most. I'm filthy before God. No. See, the truth is that because we're on earth, there are times when you do things that is not worthy of your vocation. But what you do, you remind yourself of what God has done in you. Not what you have done. Because reminding yourself of what you have done is just going to amplify fear in your heart. Amplify condemnation in your heart. So what did Judas do? For it was not among us, you know, to part of the ministry. Verse 18. Now, this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. And falling headlong, he bought. Now, was it Judas that purchased that field? Not that Judas, that's the figure of speech. And think about it now. As soon as Judas, he done on Judas, what did he do? He killed himself. What did he have time to go and use the money he collected to buy land? What that scripture is really saying, we talked about in the investigation scriptures, it's really saying that the money that he was giving was used to purchase a plot of land. Yeah? So, falling headlong, he bought his son in the midst and his bowels gushed out. Look at verse 19. And it was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem in so much as the field is called in their proper tongue Asildama. That is today the field of what? Blood. Look at verse 20. For it is written in the book of where? Psalms. Let the habitation be desolate. Let his habitation be desolate. And let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric let it be given to another. You know, some people, when they quote this place in Psalm, the only part they read is, let his habitation be desolate. Every man or woman in my father's house, let your habitation be desolate. He was speaking about what? The Judas. And but in as much as his habitation desolate, something happened. Let his bishopric, that is his office, right? His office, let it be given to another. Let another take it. Now, let me show you how they were able to identify who would replace Judas. Look at the next verse. Don't sleep, you are not Judas. Wherefore of these men, which have complained with us all the time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us. That means first criteria for them to pick a man to replace Judas was someone who was present regularly. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Next verse. Beginning from the baptism of John. Until that same day, that means, oh precious Father, that means they were men who followed Jesus continuously without looking for office, without looking for validation, without looking for, without having ulterior motives. Are we together? Dear saints, let your eyes be fixed on that thing that pertains to God. Do service and render service to God from a pure conscience, from a pure heart. Let your eyes be fixed. Be committed to the things of God. There's some of you in there, if I want to find your name on WhatsApp, the easy way I can find it, just search for sorry, sir. Once you just search for sorry, sir, this brother's name will just come, bra, 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 bra. Because almost every Sunday, sorry, sir, I can even rename you to brother, sorry, sir. The person they picked to replace Judas was not a sorry, sir, man. See, we should have a sense of a family. Yeah? We are ones that, see, there is order in God's house. Are we together? Yeah? When it comes to the things of God, there's some of you, you know, I asked the question in our prayer meeting yesterday. Ask yourself this question every morning at evening. If John, Peter, if they were behaving the way I'm behaving right now, reference to things of God, will I hear about them? Beginning from the baptism of John, until that same day that he was taken off from us, must one be ordained? Now, look at it too. That means there wasn't only one person that was consistent from the baptism of John. I want to get that. But it's easier to shift out a lot of people by just showing that consistency. I want to get that. I want to get that. Look at verse 23. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, whose son named Justus, and Matthias. Look at verse 24. And they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the heart of all men, show us whether these two thou art chosen. Look at verse 25. That he may take part of this ministry of apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell. Not Judas by prophecy. Yes? Yes? Judas by what he did. So it's possible that thing Judas did, it could have been Peter. But there was a prophecy about it. Yes? That he might go to his own place. Verse 26. And they gave for their lots. And the lots fell upon who? And it was numbered with the 11 apostles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this teaching. Be a Matthias. In Christ. Are we together? Let your heart be fixed on him who died for you. Don't let what people do to you discourage you and your service to God. Because then you don't like to you. People would always discourage you. Are we together? Are we together? Be one who is giving to things of God. You know, if church starts at 9 o'clock, get yourself to be ready. Look at the template in scriptures, Acts chapter 1. Look at those who have been consistent. Not those who always, let me tell you something, in this life, it is not convenient to serve Jesus. You will not always have it the way you want it. I saw a video over the week which I said in time past, you know, the man was saying something. He said, what about when he invited for Bible study? Don't say, no, I don't have time. Say, sorry, that's not my priority. Say the truth. No, I don't have time. I like that video. I'll send it to the group chat maybe today. Let me minister to you. He said, don't say, I don't have time. Just say it. No, that's not my priority. Because anything that's priority to you, great. Nobody has more than 24 hours in their bank account of time every day. Not one human being. Are we together? Not one person. Not one person. Some of you know you are known for only Sunday services. Some of you know you are known for only Sunday services from 9 to 11:30 sharp. What does sharp mean? 11:30, 11:31 you're out. Stress will be here and now say, there's TPM on Saturday. If disciples behave the way you are behaving concerning the things of God, what do you think you will hear about the stories you read in scriptures? NBI. I'm Italian City. The reason why you can read the narratives of the apostles is because they were there. Even if they were not there at the instant time when those things happened, they were there to listen to Jesus speak about them. Are we together? Are we together? When you lose your job, if you lose your job, fix your eyes. Now, I always tell you, if they sack somebody in your company before, that's a type of shadow. They can sack you too. So it means that, but either they sack you or you get the job, some of you now are consistent today because there's no job. That's the plain truth. When there's a job, come rain, come sunshine, fix your eyes. Let the things of God matter to you. Are we here this morning? Are we instructed this morning? Let the things of God matter to you. When it's time to come to church, be there in time. When it's time to pray, close your eyes and pray. When it's time to pray, close your eyes and pray. When it's time to pray, give yourself to prayer. When it's time for the word, take down notes. Listen to what is being said. Be instructed. That is the only way you can grow. Read your Bible. Pray every day if you want to grow. But some of us say, man, the only prayer we pray in a week is the one we come here on Sunday. That's why I'm not growing, no. I don't know what I'm not saying. I'm not growing. So people leave a church because they are not growing. Go and check them. And people are doing the same church. What time did you come for service? So I came 3 Sundays ago. What time did you come? Then it's not how do you go? The only way to go is by feeding on the word. By giving yourself, sitting at the feet of Christ where God's word is taught. Listen to messages. Take out time and do things spiritual. Not everything, the things of the flesh, things of the flesh, things of the flesh. You know, you can pick your phone and charge your phone and be on your phone from 12 in the afternoon till 7 p.m. and your eye will not blink. You think the word is going to help you? If you open Instagram, it's just one video I want to check. Before you finish watching that video, I suggest another one. Before you know, you flip up. I just want to sit down. Before you know it, the next one will now be something you've been looking forward to watch since. You see that before you know it, you watch 5 minutes again. Before you know it, you spend 2 hours there. Tomorrow I'll pray. No, well, tomorrow I'll pray. Tomorrow, no. Let me tell you something again. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, 3 months ago. The second best time is what? Now. Make up your mind that you will give yourself to the things of God. I have my eyes fixed. Yet, pastor should not call me and be asking me, what happened? We didn't see you. You know, people leave church because they say they didn't call them. And you said you've been a Christian for 20 years. Who did you call? That church, they don't show love. They're just shouting love, love, love. They don't show love. Now, there's a place for calling people to check up on people who are a family. But if you really know what you are in church for, you will not allow those very petty things to take you away from the things of God. Very petty things. People leave church for very petty reasons. I've seen very terrible reasons who leave churches. No matter what, let me tell you. You know, I always tell you. I tell you every day. You might never be in God's Father's way. December 31st, pastor will come and say, this year, everything will go well. You know, they told some of us December 31st now. Did everything go well? But they told us to 2020. Did everything go well in 2020? As long as men are on earth, everything will not always go well. Are we together? What do we do? Remember last week's teaching, the calm in the midst of the storm. Yeah, you maintain a good posture, remain a positive person. But let me not lie to you. You not always get the job you wanted. Yes, life is out to frustrate people. But what do you do? Fix your eyes. Say, I'm going to fix my eyes. Deliberately. Fixing of eyes is a deliberate effort the saints make. We'll look at that in days to come. Maybe on Wednesday. Look at how Jesus told his disciples, if you want to follow me, let the dead bury the dead. Imagine come and meet your pastor and say, pastor, I lost my dad, though. You were saying, oh, pastor, say, go and cook fried rice. Says, I hope I'm follow them and go and give them meat. But Jesus just said, let the dead bury the dead. Holy. You know what that means? Put priority first. Jesus doesn't share his desires with our desires. Hallelujah. Jesus said, so when you come and say, I give myself away, so you can't use me, the next Sunday you come 10:45. And you come 10:45 and finish service 11:30, all your eyes on the ceiling. Pastor, you said what you want to say, please. Excuse us. I know, think about it. The devil doesn't want you to go. Think about it. If it's time for prayer meeting now, I've noticed. Once I have a prayer meeting, I thought I'll pray for like 5 hours or 6 hours. You've seen somebody thinking, what about to say, oh glory to God, silence is over.
Ah, Brian! How was your people? Did you go away? What did you bring for us?
If Pastor now sit down and say, come, let's go and pray. Pastor. There will always be unbelievers. Pastor, let's do it gradually. There will always be unsaved. Some of us now, when we're praying this morning now, it was only you pray, you speak in tongues in 5 languages. He's speaking in tongues, he's biting labels. Let's get a little bit of his time. Someone wants me, we have a professional way of looking at our time now. We don't waste the question. Pastor, we don't know you're looking at that. Just not you get it. And the hand is going like this, you're already halfway. 3 to 4 to 5, that's 3:15. Okay, so you know, you're not offend pastor. Eh? Are we together? Give yourself the sins of God. Hallelujah! I have my eyes fixed. It's not just like, be there after me, oh. Fix your eyes, oh. Let next week Sunday come. Let everybody be like this already by 9 o'clock. Are we together? Participate in the worship. Participate in the prayer. Participate in the giving of thanks. In the time to give and collect and all of those things. You know, it's a family setting. Eh? It's a family setting. Yet, if you know that your house to this church is 30 minutes, then what do you do? You wake up one, you will not wake up. Wake up at least 1 hour, 30 minutes before. Let everybody know. Pastor Seko in the UK, his church is somewhere in Kent. You know, about 2-3 times I've gone to his church, right? Starts at 10. Sometimes it takes me 3 hours, 30 minutes to get to the church in the morning. Yeah, if I tell you 3 hours, 30 minutes in the UK, that means you know the road is smooth. You know that the place is far. I'm not saying 3 hours, 30 minutes, all the road is like this place. The morning I left the house at about 6:45, and I was in the same case. Change bulb, they had a problem with their train station at that time. Take one bus to another bus to get to church meeting for 10 o'clock. Not, if I leave by now, I'll meet 12. By 12, pastor will collect me. No. You give yourself these things. The conference I went for, you know, I told you. The conference I went for the first weekend in April. Eh? The meeting starts at 6:30. We are seated in the auditorium by 3:34. 3:34, everybody is seated. Everybody is waiting. Your eyes are fixed. Yeah, huh? Then fix your eyes. It's not convenient. I remember the first time I sat online teaching for 10 hours straight. I didn't move that part of my body from the chair. I was steady writing. Bible finish, change Bible finish. Why? Because we see the importance of these things. I'm together. So when you ask questions, Pastor, you flow so much in this thing, and really, there's a lot of to follow Jesus and flow in the things of the Spirit has a cost. Are we together? When you're coming, yeah, when you're running late for a meeting, walk fast, don't be strolling. How you get that? Sometimes we'll pray there. Some of us will come late for a meeting after 1 hour. Look at neighbor, see, be in my tires. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray the Holy Ghost for a few seconds. Just pray the Holy Ghost. Pray the Holy Ghost. See, my heart is giving to God. Just pray. I remain steadfast. I remain given to the things of God. My eyes is fixed on Jesus and Him alone. Decades ahead, finds me doing the same thing, consistent in the work of God, work of Christ Jesus.